Sport on RTE Radio 1 with the new Sportage plug-in hybrid, now at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
It's time for sports news now. Here's Des Cahill.
Yeah, morning, Paul. We're going to start with the big game for St. Patrick's Athletic tonight as they bid to move another step closer to the lucrative group stages in the Europa Conference League. St. Pat's carry a 1-0 lead into the second leg of their tie with CSKA Sofia. The game at Tallaght Stadium close to a sellout. Victory would bring Pat's earnings from the tournament past the €1 million mark, and they would then face either Brøndby of Denmark or Basel in the final qualifying round. The game will be live on the RTÉ News Now channel from 7:45, and St. Pat's defender Tom Grivosti is very excited at the prospect.
Can't wait to get going. I mean, as soon as the game finished last week on Thursday, we were fully focused on this one. Once we got, obviously, the game called off on Sunday, just can't wait to get out here and see how many tickets we've sold. It's going to be some atmosphere, and these are the type of games you want to be involved in.
What's the mood been like in the squad since the game last week?
Nah, really good. Obviously, you get a result like that away in Europe. It's obviously been really good in training, and they're buzzing to get this game going.
Did the travel issues coming back last week affect you at all?
Not really, no, because we kind of just had a few days rest then, because we were stuck in the hotel. Like, we had just done basically two recovery days and then flew back on Sunday, so I don't think it's affected us much. We still had 3 days training coming into this game, so it shouldn't affect us at all. We'll hopefully defend as well as we done last week, and I think we could have done better on the counter attack last week, so we looked at a few videos of where we can hurt them in the second leg and hopefully go and get an early goal.
Yeah, hopefully they do. Sligo Rovers are also in action tonight. They host Viking of Norway at the Showgrounds, but Sligo trail 5-1 from the first leg. But that shouldn't detract from what's been a very good European campaign for them. And their manager, John Russell, says he wants his players to treat the game as a clean slate for the big crowd in Sligo. Meanwhile, last season's European winners were in action last night in the European Super Cup. The Champions League victors Real Madrid beat the Europa League champions Eintracht Frankfurt 2-0 with goals from David Alaba and Karim Benzema. In last night's English League Cup games, Cork's Chidozie Ogbeni scored what proved to be the winner for Rotherham in a 2-1 win at Port Vale. Sheffield Wednesday beat Sunderland 2-0. In athletics, Luke McCann of UCD broke the long-standing national 1,000 metres record. He was competing at the Monaco Diamond League meet. He came 7th, clocking 2 minutes 16.4, the record previously set almost 28 years ago by David Matthews. Now, apart from the European football, there's a very busy day of sport ahead. Munich will be the centre of much of our attention. They're hosting European championships in 9 different sports over the coming weeks, including athletics, rowing, gymnastics and cycling. This is part of a deliberate plan to create a major event at the 2-year midpoint between Olympic Games. We'll have coverage on RT2 from 4:30, while the European Swimming Championships are underway in Rome today. There's also a very unusual golf event in County Antrim at Galgorm Castle and Massarine Golf Clubs. The two courses will host a women's and a men's European event on the same courses at the same time. Leona Maguire, Stephanie Meadow and more than 10 Irish male professionals will be taking part in the Handa World Invitational. Meanwhile, on the PGA Tour, the hugely lucrative 3-tournament FedEx Cup gets underway today. Now, they go on about the money in the LIV Tour, but what happens here is the top 125 players start off today in the St. Jude Classic. The top 70 go forward to next week's BMW Championship, and then the top 30 go ahead to the final Tour Championship in Atlanta. The winner gets $18 million.
1-8 or 8-0? 1-8.
Your expectations. Seriously, Mary, your expectations.
Inflation.
I'm here going, 18 million. You won't even be impressed with me telling you whoever finished last gets $500,000. In racing, the prize a little less, but some high quality racing nonetheless. The Group 3 Desmond Stakes is the feature at Leopardstown this evening. There's also action in Tramore starting at 5:30.